This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone, welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So if you have dogs, you've probably experienced this. You know when it's July 4th or it's New Year's Eve and the noise just gets to them, or thunder? Oh my gosh, one of my dogs used to hide in the shower and shake the entire time. And July 4th, one of my favorite holidays, never was ever one of my dog's favorite. Well, my guest today has a solution that is really different from anything out there, and I cannot wait to introduce you to her. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Kirsten Brand. She is the founder of Ponix. Welcome, Kirsten.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. Can you give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. I am an engineer, packaging engineer for most of my life. So I've done a lot of new product launches with different materials that your products come in from packaging, some new product launches for dog and cat food. So I've always kind of been in the pet related space somehow, and loved it because I worked for a company where I could take my dog to work. So learned a lot through actually taking her to work. So my own dog, and why we invented Ponix, she's scared of thunderstorms and fireworks, just like many of the dogs out there. And she was also traveling with me to make these dog and cat food treats. And so she'd be on a plane with me, and just the overhead slamming was getting to her as well. Just any kind of loud noise as she was getting older. And so one day I put my own human headset on her, and she calmed right down. And I was like, wow, I can do this. But this is super awkward holding this human headset on her little head. So I was like, how do I basically take the plastic off and make it something that's just for them and comfortable for them?
Okay, talk a little bit about Ponix, which is what you created. They're noise-canceling headphones that help calm your dog during periods of when they might be anxious, like loud noises, which is mostly what it is. That's what mostly brings up their anxiety. There's other stuff on the market. I was reading about your product. I know you've tried them. I tried them, the shirts, the oils, and nothing worked.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was.
So can you give our audience, our listening audience, this is a challenge, but a good description of what Ponix is?
Sure. Ponix is a noise-canceling solution for dogs. So what it does, it has the only electronic in the market that takes the noise in and basically makes the anti-noise for your dog so that it doesn't hear the loud noises as much. And it also has the ability so that you can play music or white noise for them to help calm them down. And these are placed in like a helmet basically around their head to help it stay on. Like you said, there's plenty of things out there on the market. We don't disparage them. They just didn't work for our dog. They work for a lot of dogs out there. And we also recommend them like in conjunction with each other when your dog has been struggling with this for a long time. Because over time, they release a lot of cortisol in their system and their fight or flight just becomes stronger and stronger. And it takes a lot to counter condition them out. So when we have really bad cases, of course, we want everybody to try Ponix. But we also say, hey, if you have a thunder shirt, you might as well wear that, too, because it's different compression points. And, you know, we haven't personally tried any of the aromas out there, but we've had a lot of customers say that, you know, in combination, it helps.
I tried one for my cats and it was okay. For my dogs, it didn't work.
And all dogs are different, right? Like some dogs have this problem at all. Some dogs, like, just the vest is a solution. Some dogs, you know, need every single solution out there just because they've been scared for so long.
Right. Now, does Ponix also work in the car for dogs that are anxious in the car?
My other dog, Teddy, he is not so much afraid of the loud noises. When he sees his sister Emma put hers on for thunderstorms or fireworks, he's like, I want mine, I want mine. But he's a boy that gets very anxious in the car and gets car sick very easily. And I noticed on a couple road trips, if I just put his own Ponix on him, he chilled out and just went to bed, and there was no longer, like, you know, the big drool that comes with the anxiety or any throw up. So it's been a good solution for us to also use it for that. And we've also taken it into our veterinary appointments to help calm him down and kind of just be in his little own space by himself. And it really seems to work for him for different anxiety situations that may not just be related to loud noises.
Okay, and to dive deeper into how it works. So, you know what it reminded me of? This says shows how old school I am. You know the Jughead kind of hat?
Oh, yeah. Yes, with the ear flaps. Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like that, which is adorable on your dogs. And it has, you know, like you said, there's earphones inside. You can charge it. Of course, not when your dog is, you know, not on your dog. Charge it separately. And you can play white noise. You can play other types of music as well to just calm your dog.
There's a lot of great studies out there that repeatedly show that classical music and reggae, because of the slow beats per minute, have a very calming effect on shelter dogs. And so I recommend that to our pet parents. And they've agreed with me that their dogs tend to have certain favorite artists that they get drawn to. And whether that's because you play it in your house a lot or it's a slow beats per minute, they really get soothed and kind of just take it into a nap time. We also have some other features that aren't as obvious. It does wrap around their whole head, and they do have pressure points like in their cheeks and, of course, like in their forehead. So you'll notice when you're rubbing your own dog that they kind of relax when you hit those spots. And so we're adding a little pressure to help induce those acupressure points to help calm them as well.
Okay, thanks. We're going to talk more about Ponix, but you were on Shark Tank and had an exciting experience.
I was.
Yes, I watched it. Can you tell us about your experience?
Sure. All the whole team that produces it is just a fantastic team. And no matter how scared you are or how you don't want to go on TV, they really take all the kind of the scary work out of it until you hit those doors that open right before you walk down the hallway. It just kind of resets you. And I was there standing and holding Emma. And all I remember, which didn't air, but it's kind of funny, was the doors hadn't opened yet. And I just said, you know, Jesus, take the wheel. And I thought it was internal. And afterwards, the producers were like, that was so cute. We don't know if we'll air. It's so cute. And I was like, oh, my God. I said that out loud. Like, you just kind of, like, you know what you're doing, but you don't, because it's such a huge set. And it's, they have a vibe about it, right, to kind of, like, pump you up, but also have you a little intimidated of the sharks to make some good TV. But we got out there, and the sharks were wonderful. You don't get to see exactly, like, how nice they are, because sometimes, you know, it's supposed to be sharks. Right. So a little bit of me was thrown back by that, about just how nice they were over the period of time that we were out there. I have a lot of fan mail and customers that say the sharks didn't get it right, and they all understand this challenge that we have with dogs that are so scared of loud noises. So we love every time it re-airs. We get a lot of fan mail, whether it be on social media or direct emails. So it's really great that not only are we helping dogs, but we also provide a little entertainment factor for people that kind of know of the situation, but maybe not have a dog that has this, or maybe they're going to adopt a dog in a couple of years, right? And maybe have that situation. So they'll have us in the back of the head. So it was a real fun time. May not look like it for everybody all the time on the show, but Emma and I had a really good time.
You know, that's exactly what I wrote in my notes. Do you think the sharks just did not get it? because you presented fantastic.
Well, thank you.
You did great. Mark Cuban gave you kudos. Great. But all the sharks were just, at the end of it, you didn't walk away with any deal with them. Although I think you were so successful in presenting Ponics. They all said, you know, oh, just get a foam thing and put it on your dog's head. And I'm thinking, you guys are smart, educated people. How do you not get this? This is more than that.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, there weren't that many versions of something that was just like a hat for your dog, right? So there also wasn't anything in the dog space except for like invisible fences that was at the price point that we're at. That's $199. And that's solely because of, you know, the electronic that's in there and everything that we did to put into the electronic that's specifically for the dog. They didn't get it, right? And they're used to operating at a much lower price point at much higher, like very high volumes so that they can spin things really quick and get the margin that way.
Right.
So I just wasn't a good product for any of their portfolios. And I can totally understand that. I just wish I had like a really die-hard pet shark on the panel that day, but I didn't.
Right. Because, you know, you have the price point out there. And for $199, think about the one time your dog escapes, because that happens so much around, you know, July 4th and New Year's and times when there's loud noises and the dogs are nervous. Your dog escapes and gets hurt. How much is that vet bill?
It's a lot more.
Way more.
The uptick is like six times the volume goes into the shelters at that period of time. And it's no longer just 4th of July, right? It's
right.
Now your neighbors are setting off fireworks for like a month straight.
Right. And if you live in a place where there's, where I am in South Florida, where there's rain and thunderstorms and all that craziness, you know, you look at the cause benefit and there's just a huge value in Ponics. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk more about how Ponics works. And it's super easy, even if everyone listening, if you're thinking, ah, technology can't handle it. Yeah, you can. We'll be right back after this message.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Kirsten Brand, the founder of Ponics. So, Kirsten, how does Ponics work? So we talked about the electronics. There's in the actual Ponics little like cap, there's or headset rather, head, what would you call it? A hat? A dog?
Yeah, we call it a hat, a helmet. I mean, it's
helmet. Okay.
Like a rugby helmet, but it's super cute on your dog. So
it's really cute. And there's little headphones inside and it's chargeable. So how exactly do you set it up and change music and all of that? Because some people out there, and I know because I receive the emails, are like, technology is not for me. And it's not only people that are really old. I get it from all walks of age. So how easy is it to set up?
It's pretty easy. So when you get it, we recommend that you do a little treat training to introduce your dog to it. Let them smell it, you know, kind of offer a treat at the same time so they see it as a positive and not just always associate it with a loud noise and a negative. Because if you introduce it with positive reinforcement, they'll end up asking for it over time. Like they will know that a thunderstorm is coming long before you do. And they will go and basically say, hey, something's wrong. I want my Ponics. Like, give it to me. So you can put it on their head after a bit of treat training. We suggest that right before loud noises. And then it's simple because there's a little button to press. and lights will come on to tell you how much charging it has. And then there's one blinking light that says that you can pair it with something with Bluetooth. So that could be your iPhone or a tablet or a pad or something that's a smart device where you can play music. But you don't need to actually play the music for it to work. So we had it so that the active noise canceling is always on. And so if you don't feel like pairing it or the Bluetooth step is a little challenging, we also have directions for that on our site. But it's that easy that basically it's on and then you can put it on your dog's head and kind of hang out with them, get them out of shaking in the bathroom, get them back to cuddling on the couch with you. Some people use it and like turn it on and take their dog for walks because, you know, there's nothing worse than after fireworks than trying to get your dog to go to the bathroom. So they find comfort there. How the electronic actually works is that there's a couple microphones in it that pick up on the loud noise, and they go and they basically through the software program make the exact opposite of the noise so that the wavelengths, sorry for too much physics, but the wavelengths will knock each other down as it goes into your dog's ear. And so that's the main benefit of this noise canceling. Everything else is a nice to have to help calm your dog down and change their reaction over time to the loud noises.
It's an incredible product. Do you foresee something for cats? I know it's like mission impossible to get any clothing on cats, but my doggies are now in doggy heaven. So now I have cats. My tester, though, Tilly, is neurotic and she did really great with her Pronex. But I was wondering, I almost wanted to try to put it on one of my cats and I thought it might freak him out.
The only thing is that with the cat's head, since they're so small, like the little dogs, is that sometimes it becomes a weight issue because of the current size of the electronic. So sometimes, like, I have had a couple cats and they just go into like the little petrified stance, right? Where they're more like, oh, this feels different, more so than having it on their head. So when we can figure out how to get a speaker to be small enough for a cat, then we totally will do it. But right now we have challenges like everybody else did in the chip market, and we're focusing on the core. And then when we can have research and development time to figure out how to make it smaller, we totally will. We didn't want to go the AirBud route, right? Of like putting something in your animal's ear, because I personally don't know how far it can go in or not, and I wouldn't want people to be damaging their pet's ears. So that's why we went with the, you know, kind of lays into the ear or is over the top of the ear so that there was no worry of how far do I insert this.
I think that was a smart move because their ears are sensitive, and for dogs, for cats, I have two cats with ear hematomas, which is supposed to be a rare thing. So why did 2/3 of my felines have it? I don't know. But I know about their ears even more than I want to as a pet parent because of that. And I think it's smarter to lay it over. What about sizes? You mentioned, you know, it's a little hard for smaller dogs. So what is the range of canines that the Pawnix fits?
So the smallest, we basically say if your dog's head is 8 inches in diameter in the vertical, so like around the top of their head through their chin, then the extra small is pretty good. And then we have sizes all the way up to our friendly Great Danes and Pyrenees and big guys and an extra large.
Does the Pawnix stay on pretty well? Do dogs keep it on? I know we talked about in the first half of treat training, but once it's on and they get used to it, do they keep it on for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part, they keep it on. A lot of dogs just end up chilling out, relaxing, and kind of going to sleep. The more active dogs can be a little challenging. So we have some Velcro loops around that can go around their collar. We added a bungee since launch, so it can act like a hoodie and kind of tighten around their face to help hold it on. So we've done a lot of, you know, comfort engineering, I'll call it, from feedback from our customers over the past 4 years. And I think we're at a good spot of more about relaxation. We're working on some versions that may be for more active dogs and dogs that are in airplanes and more for protection of hearing than dogs actually being scared. And so those may be a little more streamlined and a little more helmety and a little bit more compressing to help fit. So stay tuned for those because we're still in the research and development and phase of that. But we are working on new versions, and the current version stays on pretty well as long as you kind of have a chill dog. If you have a super active, rambunctious dog, then they may not want to keep it on their head. And we just urge you to, you know, kind of try some more treat training to see if they'll stay calm and introduce it kind of more at nap time and times where they're not as rambunctious.
And that's pretty much true for just about anything you're introducing, you know, take them to the dog park or run around first, wait till they're chill, you know, because when dogs are high strung, it's hard to introduce them to anything new. What about puppies?
We've done a couple puppies, and generally the biggest concern is, what if my dog grows out of it? And we're pretty generous to work with sizing. Like, if we get the sizing wrong on the first time, we offer a free swap out of sizing of the outer headset. And same with puppies, right? Like, you don't know how fast they're going to grow out, especially if you're not exactly sure what kind of breed they are and how big they'll be, especially if you get a rescue puppy. So we suggest getting, you know, the size they are right now, and then come next season, if it's spring, summer, firework specific, then we'll work with you to just swap out for the new size.
It's perfectly safe for puppies' ears.
Yes. We have a limiter on it that right now is 55 decibels because we wanted to make sure that we weren't introducing any new hearing damage or anything for any of the dogs of any age.
Okay. So what about keeping it clean? Are there issues with that, or does it hold up?
It holds up pretty well. It's wicking fabric, so, you know, they can get it dirty. They can, you know, have fur all over it. And the electronic is removable. It's actually in little pockets when you flip the thing inside out, so that you can actually pop it in the wash and put it in the dryer on a low temperature heat.
And we didn't mention this, but it comes in really cute colors. So you sent me pink. Thank you. Tilly's a female, and she's, I think, part pit bull. So it looks really adorable because she's a very friendly dog, a little bit, you know, kind of strong puppy. And she has this cute little pink ponies on. So I already spelled it and said pink, but it comes in some other colors as well.
Yes. So our most popular is a gray, which is like a heather gray. So it's not a solid gray. And then we have a lighter pink. It's more like a hot pink. And then a lighter blue, I'd say kind of more on the Caribbean tropical side than, you know, a navy or anything. So can go, those two colors can go year round. And then we have a red because, you know, sometimes the boys don't want to have a softer blue, and sometimes they'd like a different option than the gray. So, you know, red's a very good, strong color for boys and girls. So we have four colors to choose from and the five sizes.
Okay, thanks. I know that you've gotten some great reviews. Do you have a customer story you can share?
Sure. One of my favorites is Charles. He was one of our first customers. He's a very large dog, so we actually had to make the extra larges specific for him. And his ears are very wide, so we went ahead and made an extra wide, long eared version for him. And his mom is so great. She sends us feedback all the time. First, Charles didn't like wearing something on his head, and then he got used to it, and then he would ask for it. And, you know, the summer season, he was wearing it all the time. And then his mom actually forgot where she put it in the house and couldn't find it. And so since she posts so much on social media about how great it is for Charles and how he also kind of tunes out his other dog siblings when he's in it, that we were happy to replace it because she never ended up finding it. But we just love that over the past 4 years that Charles has found so much relief in it that we were happy to replace it, because we really just, our mission is just to relieve stress and anxiety from pets and pet parents. So not only did it help Charles, it helped his mom, Pam, and the whole family. So we're super happy that, you know, we could continue to help. And that's one of our favorite stories.
I love it. It brought up a question, if you don't mind answering. Is Ponix also good? You said that when Charles was wearing it, he would chill out from his other siblings. If the dog is just a little anxious, like, you know, when you adopt a new dog and bring it into your home, and especially if there's other dogs there, your dog can be anxious. And some dogs just roll that way. They're just anxious dogs. Can it help just with that, as well as, you know, the other triggers like loud noise and thunder and so forth?
Yes, I think so. Of course, I'm, you know, not in the anxious dog's head, but what I've seen and what I've heard from customers is that it's helping in a multitude of situations that we didn't set out to market for, right? So we say, you know, it's great for the major things, the thunderstorms, the fireworks. We also have videos of our own dogs and customers in cars and helping them in airplanes. Those are kind of the obvious. But what we weren't thinking about also was like, well, what have I called it? Power tool season, right? Like you may have something going on in your house where you're getting a little remodeling done, or maybe something's loud outside. And dogs have benefited from that, especially when you're in the city and you're living in an apartment and no control over like jackhammering going on outside. So there's been a lot of customers giving feedback of all sorts of situations that they've found their dog finding comfort that we didn't think to market to.
That's so interesting. Kirsten, Ponix also does some giving back. Can you share that with us?
We not only physically help out at shelters, but when you buy a Ponix, there's a portion of the proceeds that goes back to two of our favorite charities. One is the Old Muzzle Sanctuary, which is basically this 501c3 that goes and rescues older dogs that aren't being adopted out of shelters because of how old they are. And seeing that we have our own old dog that really, really is next to our hearts. And then where we are in Michigan, right next to Detroit, there's a really great rescue called Rebel Dogs, and we donate to them as well, because these ladies that run this organization, they will go out when it is negative 10 degrees out and be saving dogs. They will go out in the pouring rain. They open their houses and rooms when the shelter's overflowing. And it's just, it's such a great organization, especially when we live in a town that is having food scarcities and things. And just going out and being able to take care of these dogs is so important. And then also when people hit us up for their own charity events, we are super happy to help out, because not everybody knows about us. And then it's really great when somebody at a charity event is like, oh, well, you know, there's a bunch of collars or stuff like that. And then they stumble upon something like Ponix that can really help their dog. It's a great benefit, not only going back to the charity that is getting the money for their own use, but then whoever receives the Ponix does so and has a benefit for their own dog.
That's wonderful. Where can people find Ponix?
Sure. You can find it at ponix.com. That's PAWNIX.com. And we're on all the social medias as Ponix ANC.
Okay, thanks. And you also have on your website, you have frequently asked questions, you have sizes, colors, pictures, all of that.
Yes.
So they can find everything out. I can't wait to see what you're coming out with next. Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you for having it.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. I tried Ponix on Tilly. She is my dog tester, and she's a little high-strung, and I was so impressed with Ponix. She took to it quickly and mellowed out. Normally, she just goes nutso with loud noises and bangs. I was thrilled. So check it out, ponix.com. Thank you, Tilly, for being my Ponix tester. Thank you to my guest, Kirsten Brand, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Ponix. Thanks to everybody that's been listening to Best Bets for Pets for 14 years. I so appreciate your listenership. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter, my producer. Thank you, Mark, for making me and my guests sound amazing. Now remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.